This was what there was. And if it was good enough for Tops and Newsday and WPIX, it was good enough for me. Of course, there came a point where I realized that these stats weren't doing a particularly good job of telling me what was happening on the field or helping me predict what players might do in the future. I played fantasy baseball for 13 years, from my senior year of high school, 1990, until my first year as a front office employee of the Toronto Blue Jays. And in the first few years of playing, I was awful at it. I founded the league and finished dead last. I thought being good at math gave me some kind of advantage at the game, but it turned out it gave me a lot of false confidence and nothing else. Eventually, the desire to be better at a frivolous endeavor, we never played for money, drove me to seek out some new perspectives on baseball, which led me to the small but active online sabermetrics community of the time, and eventually books like Baseball Prospectus and works by Bill James and Eddie Epstein. None of these were specifically guides to statistics, but they all looked at the game a different way, often incorporating new stats. James was a sort of Thomas Edison of the field, generating new stats as easily as most of us breathe, to tell the reader something new about a player. The more I read, the more I wanted to read. Baseball had always been my favorite sport, likely because it was my parents' favorite and my grandmother's as well. But now I could watch and follow the sport with a totally new set of eyes. In the 20 years since I first wrote my first public piece on baseball in 1996, the field of baseball analysis has undergone a quantum state change, going from one or two consultants providing statistical insight to a handful of interested teams to all 30 clubs employing departments of full-time quants. Where media coverage of baseball in the 1990s was homogeneous in people and in content, today it is exploding with diversity of faces, voices, and opinions. This revolution has had, at its heart, the rising adoption of statistical analysis within and around the game. If you said OBP was better than batting average in 1996, you'd be looked at as if you were a little strange. If you say it now, you'll be asked why you're not looking at WOBA or WRC+ instead. Why has baseball as an industry, including the media covering baseball and the fans who follow it, stuck with outdated statistics for so long? The answer is largely a giant appeal to tradition, a common type of fallacious argument that says we should keep doing it this way because we've always done it this way. Baseball has always suffered from a sort of inertia. Whether it's about the rules of the game, replay, or the unwritten code of player behavior, old ideas are hard to unseat. For too long, people have put faith in old numbers and stats, precisely because they're old. These are the numbers that the baseball gods graced us with all those years ago, so we must follow them, even if there are numbers out there that actually work better. A game with a century and a half's worth of history has a hard time escaping the gravitational pull of that past. The fact that baseball's irrational reliance on tradition, gut instinct, and flawed stats continued even as better stats became widely available to everyone isn't just an academic concern. Because allegiance to these old stats is not rooted in accuracy or success, people who've repeatedly failed at their jobs are often given new opportunities to fail some more. Using the wrong measurements has resulted in bad decisions on contracts, playing time, trades, and draft picks. It's led the voters in the Baseball Writers Association of America, BBWAA, to pick the wrong players for MVP, Cy Young, and Rookie of the Year awards, and often to screw up even obvious stuff like which players to put in the Hall of Fame. It drives conversations around teams and players, often driving the conversations right off a cliff. Even now, in 2017, you will still hear broadcasters refer to and rely on outdated or flat-out useless statistics to try to analyze what's happening on the field, to advocate bad strategies, or to